Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei in the Yerushalmi. And we started Paraker Belezer Demila, as it's known. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the 19th Parak here in Maseches Shabbos. A couple of Prakim left as we head towards Kuf Yud Gimel, 113 Daf here in Maseches Shabbos of the Yerushalmi. So this Parak is all about Bris Mila and related issues. Rabbi Eliezer said, what does that have to do with why is this here? Remember, according to the Girsa that we have, in the last line of the Mishnah in the previous parak was that not only can you do anything for a woman having a baby on Shabbos, but also anything for a bris mila. And that led us into this parak. Look at the Rishalmi did change that Girsa, but in any case, we have this parak about mila. Rabbi Eliezer, Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds that not only is bris mila docha Shabbos, but Machshirei bris mila are docha Shabbos. And therefore, getting the knife ready, carrying the knife through the street, sharpening the knife, making fire in order to make a knife, all different activities that are machshirei mila that for sure could have been done before Shabbos, doesn't matter, they're also docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. And we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, which is the sheet of the Rabbanan, and that is no, anything that could have been done before Shabbos is not docha Shabbos. And if you didn't do it before Shabbos, then you have to push off the mila. Kal malacha she'efshar la'asosa me'erf Shabbos eina docha as a Shabbos. That's the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and that is the shita of the Rambam, and that is what we paskin in Hilcha Shabbos. So I started to mention at the end of the shiur the discussion of the Rishonim. If you look in Tosfos in Shabbos, the beginning of the parak Daf Kuf Lamed, Tosfos says Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer says you could carry the knife through the street in order to go do bris mila on Shabbos. Ask Tosfos, v'yim tomar, v'yaviyu ha-tinok eitzel kli. Right? Why do you, Rabbi Eliezer is explaining to you how to carry the knife, carry the baby to the knife. Because after all, d'hashta leka iser Shabbos klau, d'achai nosi es atzmo. Because after all, then there's no iser of d'araisa of Shabbos. We had the principle before, a little different, that the way the Bavli says is d'achai nosi es atzmo. Right? I think the way the Yerushalmi had it a couple of weeks ago is legarme. Somebody, I forgot the exact lashon, that you carry himself, so that makes it at least, and most of this is drabanan for chai nosi esasma, if you carry a live person. So, astosis, isn't it better, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that machshir milar docha Shabbos, isn't it better to do a drabanan than to do a daraisa? Isn't that better? So, Tosis has two answers. V'yesh lomar, dekatan sarech le'imohu, v'acher hamilo hayetzor alachzir le'imo, v'oz havekafus, l'fishu chola. Says Tosfos, you're right. Right now, there's an issur d'rabbanan. Issur d'rabbanan to carry the baby to the knife. But then, right after you do the mila, the baby's going to have the status of being sick. He's going to be ill. He's going to have to go nurse. He's going to have to go back to his mother. And at that time, when you carry the baby back to the mother, that's going to be an issur d'araisa, because the baby is going to be halachically kafus, tied down, because the baby's not going to be independent. The baby's going to be sick, and therefore, what's it going to help you? You're going to do a d'rabbanan now, but then you're going to do a d'araisa in 5 minutes. Right, so it's not going to help you, and therefore Tosfos says it doesn't pay. Kedamrina biyuma afilu tevi Rab Nasan chole shiny begam imo she misukenis lo tuchal lavo itz latino. And you can't bring the mother, right? The mother just had the baby. The mother can't move, right? So therefore, you're going to have to do a daraisa anyway in 5 minutes. So therefore, it doesn't pay. V'od yesh lomar, and then Tosfos says kiva de yoser bakal yavi akli mishiyavi atinok. What's easier? To bring the knife or to bring the baby with the diapers and the wipes and the stroller and it's such more of a difficult, much more of a tircha to be able to bring the baby. Just bring the knife. So that's why it's mutter. Because it's more difficult. That's a reason. That's a svara. It's easier. We're talking about Hechil Shabbos here. What do you mean it's easier? So there are all the achronim get into the act. What are the 2 days of Tosfos arguing about? They could be arguing about what we call hutra tachuya, meaning when we say that mila is allowed on Shabbos, so, and the heter is based on the pasuk in Parshas Tazria, uvayom hashmini yimo basar alaso afilu b'Shabbos. So do we understand that as what's called tachuya? There is an isser, but the Torah says you could push it aside. If that's true, if there's an isser that can be pushed aside, but it still exists as an isser, then we say you should always try to minimize as much as possible. Try to minimize. Yes, you have the heter of, even if you could have done it beforehand. That's true. But still, you would minimize when you're violating, and maybe that would be Tosfos's first approach. It would be better to do a Drabanan, but you know what? You have to do a Daraisa anyway. But then maybe not. Maybe it was what we call Hutra. And that is, once the Torah says it's Mutter, the Lo Sase does not exist. And therefore, you don't have to worry about minimizing. It doesn't exist. Torah says it's Mutter. So maybe those are the 2 days in Tosfos. It's easier. What do you mean it's easier? It's easier and it's Hutra anyway, and therefore it would be Mutter. That's one way to understand the two days. The other way to understand is Beferish in the Rashbah and a little bit in the Ramban. And that is the question of, do you look at short-term or long-term views in your Avodas Hashem decisions? Right, what did Tosfos say? You're going to carry the baby now because it's only days of Drabanan, but in 5 minutes from now, because after the baby's sick, then you're going to have to carry the baby back and the baby's going to be sick then and it's going to be a Daraisa. So what does it help you? So a second, who cares about 5 minutes from now? Right now, there's a choice, Drabanan versus Daraisa. Wouldn't it be better to do a Drabanan? Yes, I know that in 5 minutes from now, I'm going to have to do a Daraisa then anyway, but what does that matter to me? Right, so maybe that's the Svara, and that's Beferish in the Rashba. And the Ramban already also, but I'll read it from the Rashba. The Rashba says, Rashba also has 2 days of Tosfos, but he just adds in why the second day rejects the first day. What do I care what's going to be in 5 minutes? Right now, the baby is not kafus. Loma nachalol olav ashav. Yovi atino geitzeli zemel. To keep it the hashta miyal leke alashvus. Right now, this is the Rabbanan. Maybe there's going to be a nursemaid. The baby's not going to have to go back. Maybe, what do you care about 5 minutes from now? Right now is right now, and then in 5 minutes from now, it'll be 5 minutes from now. That's the question of the Rashba, which leads into the second day. And that's part of a larger issue, and that is, again, long-term, short-term. Right? How do you look at decisions in your Avodas Hashem? And again, part of a much larger issue. The other machlok, just to mention it, because it's in this parak, between the Balamar and the Ramban. Right? It's known as Ishtapeh Chamimeh. Remember that sugya? That the science of the times was that you had to wash the baby off with hot water after the bris milah. And therefore, and if not, it would be because it would be sakana. So they used to warm up hot water before Shabbos in order to have the milah done, according to what we hold, not makshir milah, according to what we hold. But what happens if before you do the bris milah, the water spills out somehow, right? They did bris milah in the house and it was crowded. Somebody knocked over the water. No more hot water. So now the question is, are you allowed to? Do you have to do bris milah on Shabbos, knowing that in right after the milah, there's going to be pikuach nefesh, and you're going to have to warm up hot water in order to wash the baby. So if you already did the milah, there's no question. You warm up the hot water. That's pikuach nefesh. But what about to do the bris milah? Right? Do I do the bris milah? That's the question. So that's the machlokas between the Baal HaMar and the Ramban. The Ramban says, yes, do the milah. Ein l'mitzvah elashaito. He paraphrases a lashon that's, the Gemara says, ein l'hektash elashaito. Ein l'mitzvah elashaito. You look at the here and the now. Says the Ramban, you don't worry about a knisa limatzav shel tchiyas isurin. Right now is, you have a mitzvah bris milah to do. Afterwards, there's going to be pikuach nefesh, okay, then you'll warm up hot water. And the Baal HaMar says, no, you have to have the long-term view. You have to look at it. In 5 minutes from now, you know that you're not going to be able to just do the bris milah. You're going to have to warm up the hot water. And therefore, the Baal HaMar says, you push off the milah. You push off the milah to Sunday, because there's no heter of warming up hot water on Shabbos, unless it's a situation of sakana, and here you would know about it beforehand. Good. So that Baal HaMar Ramban is parallel to the 2 days here in Tosfos and in the Rashba. And there are many other, again, each one is different, but, you know, how you look at the long-term, short-term question of, you know, if the Radvaz's tshuva, if somebody can get out, if somebody's in jail, and they can get out of jail 1 day a year, what do they choose, right? Is it the first day? Is it some other day? Is it Yom Kippur? Is it Purim? Is it, and there are other nafkaminas, Tzom Gedalia, Yom Kippur, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im lo hevi kli v'chulu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Havinan Savrin Meimar, we thought, the Havamina is, that, B'chol Adram Cholak Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says his shita, whenever something is Docha Shabbos, then Machshirei of that mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. There are other mitzvahs that are violations of Shabbos, and you're still allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Karban Tamid, right? There are others. So we assume that Rabbi Yochanan says that we thought to say that Rabbi Eliezer, this is not a din in Bris Milah, it's a din on all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs that are Docha Shabbos, they're Machshir Neros to Docha Shabbos. But then we rejected that. Why? Mimashitzarach Rabbi Eliezer, Lidrosh Bikurin, since Rabbi Eliezer required the following Gezeirah Shava, so you see, it's not a Kalatar Kula din. You have to have a limud. Right, from the fact you have the following limud. What's the Gzeirah Shava? The Gzeirah Shava is between, we'll see, the Karban HaOmer. Ma Bikurin Shenemar BaOmer Dochan HaShabbos, just like the Lashon of Bikurim, right? The Takriv Minchas Bikurim, beginning of Vayikra. Just like by the Karban HaOmer. The Karban HaOmer is Dochan HaShabbos, and its preparatory stages, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would also be Dochan HaShabbos. Right, what preparatory stages? You have to, what's the Omer, right? The carbon brought on the second day of Pesach. You have to harvest. You have to grind. Right? You have to do a lot of malachas. Right? So just like those are Docha Shabbos, Af Bikurin, Rabbi Shtei Alechem, Docha Docha Shabbos, so do the Shtei Alechem. The special carbon that's brought on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem, along with the Shlamim, the Kifsei Atzeres, the only Shlamim that's a carbon Sibur, right? The Kifsei Atzeres brought on Shavuos, along with the Shtei Alechem. So you see, he has a Gzeirah Shava to teach me that the Shtei HaLechem involvements are Docha Shabbos. So it can't be a general Kala Torah Kula Din, because why would he have a limud here? So it must be Hada Amra Lo B'Chol HaDvarim Chalak Rabbi Eliezer. It must be Rabbi Eliezer does not say his Shita of Machshirim Docha Shabbos by everything, right? Because he has a special din by the Omer, the special limud by the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. Those two are the poles of Sfiras HaOmer. Right? When we start Sfiras HaOmer, why is it called Sfiras HaOmer? Because we bring the carbon of Omer on the second day of Pesach at the beginning of the counting. And we end it with Shavuos, right? With the Shtei HaLechem brought on Shavuos. Those are the poles, the two special carbonous mincha that are brought at the beginning and the end of the process. The first one, the Shtei HaLechem brought from barley. The carbon of Omer brought from barley. The Shtei HaLechem brought from wheat. A lot of symbolism to that, going from barley, which is animal food, to wheat, which is people consumption. But this is the Gemara. Says the Gemara, continuing, Amar Rav Shaul Bar Yitzchak, he argues, no, b'chol advarim, chalak Rabbi Eliezer. By all things, Rabbi Eliezer has a general rule of dechia. I v'lamat sarach Rabbi Eliezer lidrash bikurim bikurim. So then what do you need the Gzeirah Shava for? If it's a general rule that you learn from Mila to everything, that whenever a mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, the machshirim are also Docha, so what do you need a specific Gzeirah Shava? Ella, no, this is what it means. It goes by, it is a general rule, but you have to look at each specific case. Ella al yedei she'ikr d'chiyasan, Eden Avav, shvus u'machshirehen milacha. The machshirin aren't going to be more mutter than the mitzvah itself. Meaning if the Torah, or the halacha is that this mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, so if this mitzvah is Docha Shabbos with Isurei Daraisa, then the Machshirin are also going to be Docha with Isurei Daraisa. But if the mitzvah itself is only Nisa Darabanan, so then there's no makar to say that the Machshirin are going to be Docha even by Isurei Daraisa. The Machshirin are never going to be more than the mitzvah itself. So Rishmo Bar Yitzchak says it is a general rule, but you have to look within each mitzvah and learn from there. And that is why here, if the Iker mitzvah is only Nisud Rabbanan, so then the Machshirin are also. So here, by the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, what Daraisas are you going to be doing? Right? What Daraisas? So says, look at the Rav Chaim Gadievsky. Lo amrinan l'Rabbi Eliezer de Machshirin dochen Shabbos, ela b'mashe Iker mitzvah so docha Shabbos. Sheyesh bo mishem malacha. If there's an Issa Daraisa that's matir. To Bahad, by there, Rabbi Eliezer says, the Kiva didn't Shabbos Lidachos at Slan, Af Machshirin. Avo Shtei HaLechem, She Iker Mitzvasan, Ein Bohem Yishim Malacha. By the Shtei HaLechem, what's the Iker HaMitzvah? What's the Malacha? She Ein Bo Karv Lemizbech, Elo La'achila Koi. You eat the Shtei HaLechem. Right? The Kohanim eat the Shtei HaLechem. So there's no Malacha in the Mitzvah of Shtei HaLechem. So therefore, you can't say that the Machshirin of the Shtei HaLechem are going to be mutter on Shabbos. Because there's no makar that the Ikra mitzvah is going to violate Shabbos. V'lo ba'i ela tnufa v'hagasha. All you need by the Shtei HaLechem is waving it, and hagasha, bringing it close to the Mizbeach. She'nimsa lo nitna Shabbos lidachos eitzel Ikra mitzvasa. So how do you know that baking is going to be Docha Shabbos? You need a special limud. A special limud. But that's not the general rule of Machshirin, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because the Iker mitzvah of Shtei Alechem is not Docha anything. So, good. So the Gemara says, really, is this true? Hatevun v'hatani, but Rabbi Eliezer holds Lulav u'machshirav Docha Nesa Shabbos. But he holds that Lulav, right? Lulav is the Machshirin Lulav v'Docha Shabbos. But a lulav is not in the Siddur Raisa. There's always a Siddur Raisa that's overcome by saying that lulav can be docha Shabbos. Again, Rav Chaim Kedievsky. Iker mitzvah lo dachi Shabbos. Uminale le Rabbi Eliezer de machshirin dachi Shabbos. Right? So therefore, Akasha under Shul bar Yitzchak, right? If lulav itself inherently is not docha, Rabbi Yonah, you're right. The whole thing we're talking about is in the Siddur Rabbanan. Right? Just like, let's say, carrying a lulav, shaking a lulav on Shabbos is going to, and mostly going to be a nisa drabanan, right? Gzeira. But that's what we're saying is matired. A machshirin that's a nisa drabanan is matired. Right? It's equal. Lahavir mirosh adekel. What if the lulav is on the top of a tree, right? And you have to climb the tree to get the lulav, right? So that's an nisa drabanan. So that's all this line means. Of lulav a machshir of dochad Shabbos, that means in the world of drabanan. Right, so it's parallel. Shul Bar Yitzchak says the Iker Mitzvah is always parallel to the Machshirin. If the Iker Mitzvah is Docha in Isser Durabanan, so to the Machshirin is going to be Docha in Isser Durabanan. So Rabbi Lazar only matirs Isser Durabanan of Machshirei Lulav. V'hatani, similarly, Shofar u Machshir of Docha Nezah Shabbos. And what about Shofar? What was it about Shofar? What's the Isser Durabanan of Shofar? The Gemara says, yeah, there too. L'havio michus latchum. Maybe the only machshirin by shofar that's mutter is to bring it from outside the tchum, which the Gemara assumes is an issa d'rabanan. Issa d'rabanan, right? We pass it against Rabbi Akiva, who holds tchum in his daraisa, 2000 amos. So therefore, it's also, what's matir is an isser d'rabanan. Vitani kain, and we even have a brisa that supports this understanding, that it's not, there are no isser d'araisa of machshirei shofar that are matir. V'tonikit, ein megardin v'lo mefarchin. You're not allowed to shave or scrape or break off pieces of the shofar to make it into a shofar. Okay, because those would be daraisas. So you see, it's not mutter to do machshirin that are daraisa. Good. So the Gemara says, that's how you understand lulav, that's how you understand shofar. Tani b'shem Reb Eliezer. One more. We change this girsa. Matza u'machshireha. Docha Nesa Shabbos. Right? What about matzah? Matzah? There's no Isser da'araisa, even Durabanan, that's matir, by eating matzah. By eating matzah, that's mutter. Right? So what kind of machshirin? Right? You say machshirin is parallel to the mitzvah, but here the mitzvah is nothing. There's no Isser at all by the Ikra mitzvah matzah. So Amar Reb Yonah, Salkas Bastisa. Okay, remove the Mishnah. Meaning it's a corrupt Mishnah, and corrupt Raisa, and therefore, don't worry about it because that's not a kasha. I don't believe that is a problem. Okay. Stop there for a moment. So again, all of these, lulav and shofar, all of these have the ikra mitzvah and they have makshir. Again, we don't pass like this whole Gemara, right? We don't pass them that makshir nor doche, right? Yeah. You can't cut the shofar off of the ram on Rosh Hashanah, right? You can't, bake the matzah on Shabbos Pesach. You can't do that. So again, that's the, we don't pass in like all of this anyway. We could talk about each one of these sukkah and matzah, but, let's continue for now. Tani Maisa Hayavahora Rebbe, Reb Eliezer. Wow, there was a story. And Rebbe paskin like Reb Eliezer. Reb Yochanan, Chabura Haisa Maksha. Reb Yochanan says the whole Chevra asked, Mara Rebbe, Laniach Tevich Chachamim, Lassus Reb Eliezer. How could he do that? How could Rebbe have gone like Reb Eliezer, not passing like Rebbe Akiva, which is the Das of the Rabbim? How can he say that you could go like the Rabbi Akiva? How can you say that go like Rabbi Eliezer? Reb Oshia, Sha'anu Rabbi Yehuda HaGozer. We asked Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Gozer? The Moel. Right, the Gozer, the one who cuts. Right, the Moel. V'yomar lanu, v'mavishenim befulash. No, you are missing a big detail of the story. When Rabbi matired, it wasn't like Rabbi Eliezer. It just meant that he matired it to a, going from a house to an alleyway, she'enim befulash, that wasn't open. Meaning that was only open on one side. So therefore, it's midaraisa, it's a rishus yachin. So it wasn't because he passed in like Rabbi Eliezer. He wasn't doing anything wrong. So Gemara says, really? There's nothing wrong to go from a house to a to a mavui. Kadetaninan asla tata mitocho labatim mirabatim mitocho. There is an issa drabanan. Remember, there's an issa drabanan. Even if something is an issa a rishus hayachid da'araisa, Chazal instituted that you need an eruv. You need an eruv if you have a jointly owned area. If you have houses that go into a yard, right? Or if you have a neighborhood with a string around it, what we call an eruv, you have to do an eruv chatseros. You have to designate food to be able to link everyone together because it looks like, it feels like it was just a rabbim a little bit. So ask the Gemara. So what? That it was to a mavishenim of fulash. So why were you allowed to take it from the house to the yard? Amar Rabbi Avo, kiyamte betinoku bizemel sheshavsu b'mavui. You didn't take anything to the house, from the house to the mavui. It was all in the mavui before Shabbos. So within the mavui, I don't know if the baby was doing the mavui the whole night, but the knife, but that's the case. Therefore, there was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong. And that's why Rebbe matured it. Again, not because he passed it like Rebbe Eliezer, but because there was really nothing wrong. So Gemara says again, Veino aslo taltelo b'chala mavui. Aren't there limits how far you're allowed to go in a mavui? Again, a mavui is an alleyway. Houses go into yards, chatzeros. Chatzeros go into mavuis. Right, the yards go into the alleyways, like the dead ends. So, isn't there a limit of how far you're allowed to carry even within a mavui, like the dalad amos and rishus rabim, dalad amos and a mavui? So the Gemara answers, bon kume Reb Yosa. They asked Reb in front of Reb Yosa, kamo dat amar. They asked Reb Yosi, do we say that? Bekalim sheshavsu bechatzer. Skip three words, three letters. Bekalim sheshavsu bechatzer metatan osa bechalachatzer. Is that true? Meaning, is that true that there's a limit in a mavui, how far you're allowed to carry kalim within a mavui? Or is it like a chatzer? A chatzer, right? If I make an eruv chatzer, carry out, even if it's a big chatzer. You can carry things within a chatzer, you can carry things within a mavui. So, is it usur to carry within a mavui? So the Gemara answers, Bishabbis, shalom le velo agivon. When they were studying Mesecha Shabbos, they asked Rabbi Yosa and he didn't give an answer. He didn't give them an answer. He didn't have his head in the sugya. Delo havei Reb Yosi Omar ela komila ba'asrei. Reb Yosi only answered psakim, everything in its place. Everything in its place. Karbonaida bim komo harotwi lo. And this shayla, its makam is be'erivin, and it's not in Shabbos. So he didn't have that head, he didn't want to answer the shayla about mavui in that case. Kadasin le'erivin, but when they started learning erivin, I guess they waited till next week. Amar Alon b'shem Reb Yochanan b'kelim sheshavsu b'mavui b'taltan l'samak al ha-chatzer. He quoted the name of Reb Yochanan. Yes, mutter. It's mutter. And therefore, again, what's our whole problem here? How could Rebbe pass like Reb Eliezer? So we're basically saying he didn't. It was mutter. It was into a mavui shenim a fulash, and it was something that was already in the mavui when the Shabbos started, and you're allowed to carry b'chol ha-mavui. And we skip the next words to the bottom because we just had that. Interesting, though, I saw that in the back in the Shavive Or, you might say, yeah, that you're not allowed to, you don't answer. You might have a rav that doesn't answer something if it's in a different mesechta, right? If it's Erev Pesach and he's asked a shayla about Tisha B'Av, right? And if it's, Shabbos and Erevin, that's two different worlds. Isn't that the same world? So you see from here, even within the details, within a larger category that's connected, still, you know, this Rav, Reb Yosa, was machmed about that to not answer, right? You might have thought that it's all one, right? Kiv imoskim b'dini hotza, yachol lishalo b'dini mechabe umavir. Kiv in deshneihem b'inyin Shabbos heim. V'zeh shachidesh Rav, right? The Gemara, the L'Rav, degam ba'osa halacha lo yishalenu b'nosei acher. Wow, that's the Yechidish. And that relates to the Tosefta in Sanhedrin. We've quoted this before in the seventh parak of the Tosefta about asking appropriate questions and giving appropriate answers. Right? The Gemara, the Tosefta there says that you're not supposed to, I guess if you give an introduction to the Shaila, one can. If it's Erev Pesach and you go ask, you know, can I ask a question? So the rabbi has the option of saying no. Right? I can't answer that right now. But that's called Shoel Shelo Ke'inyin. Right? And the Tosefta says, Fashol Shelo Ke'inyin Tzarech Sheyomar Shelo Ke'inyin Sha'alti. He has to apologize. If he asks a Shaila that's totally not connected. The Chachamim say, maybe you shouldn't have asked that, but you don't have to apologize. Why? Famous line, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Really, all of Torah, in a certain sense, is connected. It's all one unit. We have Gzeira Shavas from right to left and from different worlds. So that's the Tosefta, Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin. Okay, we continue. Last line. Rav Amar, so now the Gemara says, really, it's a machlokas, amoraim. Rav Amar, ein metaltlin osan. You're allowed to, again, what are we talking about? If you have a mavui, that's enema fulash, that you made a shituf mavos in, then there's nothing to talk about. It's like a rishus ayachid. Or an eruv, a chatzeros. But here we're talking about a case that you didn't, right? It's all totally enclosed. Is there a limit with what you could carry within the mavui? Something that was there before Shabbos and carrying with it, is it limited to the dalat amos, like rishus arabim? So Rav Amar, ein metaltlin osan. Rav says, even though you're allowed to carry within a chatzer, that you didn't set an Erev up on, you're not allowed to carry within a Mavui that you didn't have a Shittuf in. Rav Amar ein metaltlin osan. Ela ba'arba amos. Only four amos. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Rav Kedait, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan just said it's mutter. Right, in the previous line. So Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Rav Kedait, Rabbi Yochanan Kedait. It's really Lushitasam. Again, what's the machlokas here, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? If I have a Mavui that, I did not do a Shittuf Mavos in, carrying something within the mavui itself, is there a limit of dalat amos or not? Rav says yes. Rabbi Yochanan says no. No limit. So Rabbi Yochanan, du amar kor beloshit of materes. Rabbi Yochanan, remember, this is getting up to, getting us ready for our Erevin days. Remember, a mavui is like, let's say, a dead end where you have chatzers going into the mavui. It's enclosed on three sides and the fourth side goes to the street. So the first mission in Erevin talks about putting a marker, some type of hecker, on the edge where the street meets the alleyway, either a horizontal beam, a korah, or a vertical beam, a lechi. So says Rabbi Yochanan, once you put that, that really is matir. Right? Du amar korah beloshit of materis. So you have the korah here. So in the case you have the korah, so that's why. Hu du amar metaltlin osan b'chol ha-mavui. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. You can carry in the whole mavui because you have the korah there. Rav, du amar ein korah materis el beloshit of. Rav says no. The korah, the board, doesn't help you unless you combined and did the shituf with the barrel of wine. So hudamar metaltlin osan b'arba amos. That's why he says no. Even though you did you put the korah there, you put the horizontal beam there to remind you about the border. It's still not mutter. It's the limit is dalat amos. So Gemara says 1 second. If Rabbi Yochanan says the whole thing is korah is fine, then what's the point of a shituf? Al daidi Rabbi Yochanan le'ezer davrish mishtatvin bimavui. Right? What are you mishtatvin bimavui for? If the korah helps you out, then what's the purpose? Gemara says, no, I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun, because it lasts us called Rishios Achas. Rabbi Yochanan says the Korah helps you for anything that's within the Mavui, carrying it within the Mavui, as much as you want. But going from the yard, the houses to the yards and the yards to the Mavui and all of that, that you need a Shittuf. That you need a Shittuf for, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Okay, so what have we said? This was all to help out the story that Rabbi did not pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? The pass on like Rabbi Akiva, and really in that Mishnah was Mutter anyway. It was Mutter anyway. Okay, Rabbi Simon Mishim, Rabbi Yoshia ben Levi, Sakin Shamila, another option, right? Another option of you have to get the knife in to the baby. So what can you do? Sakin Shamila, Osin lo chola umavia. Chola from the word machol, circle. You could get a bunch of people to stand there in rows and make a mechitza with people so that you can bring the knife. Can bring the knife to the baby. Bar Marina, Havi Le'uvda, he had a case like this. Shaul Rav Simon Vashara. He asked Rav Simon, Rav Simon matered it. Yeah. Shaul Rabbi Ami Vasa. They asked Rabbi Ami, and Rav Ami said, no way. The Ikber of Simon, Rav Simon got very upset. I matered it. What are you going to ask some another rabbi? V'lo Kein Tani, didn't we learn Nishal Achacham Behitir, Nishal Achacham Acher, Shema Yesar? Right, 1 second. Why was he upset? Right, didn't we learn that if one Chacham matters, you can go to another Chacham, just to get a second opinion and maybe a lasser. Amar Abudin, Hachan Aviyovda. No, you have the story wrong. The story was flipped. Shol Rabbi Ami Vasarle. First, they asked Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami Asir. You can't use people. Rabbi Simon Vishara, and then Rabbi Simon Matir, Ikbid Rabbi Ami. And Rabbi Ami was upset. Once I Asir'd, why do you go ask another rabbi? Kahada Datani. And for that, that's a problem, because Nishal Achacham Ba'asar, Al Yishal Achacham Acher Shemayatir. Right, once the one chacham asir, that's called shavi anafshi chadicha disura. Right, once you get an isser, right, you can't go and get a heter. And there are many halachas regarding this in Yeridea about once you get a certain psak, unless the rabbi says you, I'm not giving a psak, or you ask the rabbi, I'm not asking you for a psak. I just want to know what you would say if. But again, it's serious questions. If somebody gets a psak, they can't just go to a different rabbi unless the original thing wasn't a psak. Bimei Rebbe, and this Yerushalmi is quoted in the Rishonim, in Yavod Zara Dav Zayin, and other places. Yerushalmi in the 19th Perek, this idea of you can't go to a second rabbi if you already got a psak. Bimei Rebbe Yirmiya Anshun Maftachaya Desidra Ruba, in the days of Rebbe Yirmiya, they forgot the keys to the Beis Medrash. Austin Bishalon Lay, they asked him, you know, could you do the people mechitza? Amarlon, katachmun shitva avar, when you see a whole crowd of people coming, I see no derachola. So then bring it through them. It sounds like that, you know, they wouldn't have even noticed. And the Gemara, the Bavli talks about that. Maybe you could do it if people don't realize you're using them for a mechitza. But this Gemara seems to say that even if they know. Chaylid Rabbi Yirmiya mehada, and his proof that you could do this is from the following. Kol chola, shenasas, bein ladas, bein shelo ladas, areza chola. Even if it's done with the das of the people, that they're being used for a mechitza, it's still allowed, still allowed. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, ho rei la vi, and derech min alin. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi said, maybe you could use the people, but also put it in your shoe, the knife. So it's like what's called by the Achronim here, shvus to shvus. It's a double, the Rabbanan, and that's why it would be mutter. Rabbi Chinen bar Papa, hori lasos cholo, lavi and derech minolin. Also, he said, make the chola and bring a derech minolin. Oh, I'm sorry, Rabbi Chinen bar Pazi might have just said, he just said plain, one shvus in the shoe. Rabbi Chinen bar Papa says, shvus to shvus. Rishua bar avduma, havili uvda le migzar, lerav shasha brei. He had a story that it was the mila of his son or his grandson, anshin maisi uzemel. They forgot to bring the knife. Shaul Rabbi Mana. So they asked Rabbi Mana, Amar lo yidach lemachar. Right, he said, okay, push it off. He pushed it off till tomorrow. Shol Rabbi Yisrael bar Elazar. Amar lo mishcha kontitun v'lo inshitun umaisi unzemel anshitun. Great line. What does that mean? He said, Rabbi Elazar says, you didn't forget to grind the spices for the food. You didn't forget the lox and the bagels, but you forgot the knife. Right? The important things you forget. And so that's this sarcastic line, right? Mishta kadita, the grinding of the items, the lo and chita, that you didn't forget for the food, for the wine at the meal. Umaisu zemol and chitam yidach lemachar. It's pushed off till tomorrow. You know, I don't want to. Doesn't play games. Okay, we'll stop there. By Rabbi Yossi Barbun, we'll maybe one more. No, we'll stop there. We'll stop by Rabbi Yossi. Okay.